for those listening, they may just say, look, those people who you say have been badly beaten, the little or no faith in government, they play an equally important component in whether or not we succeed or fail in our approach to tackling COVID-19 pandemic, particularly in the country here. But then there are some people who also haven't listened to or heard that part of your submissions, wherein they don't believe, they're thinking, does that then justify why you have some group of persons who will even consider, or let alone voice out their opinion, saying they don't believe any such thing as COVID-19?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that we are in Africa, you know, and sometimes I used to say to people in Africa, we sometimes thank God for witchcraft, because even the issues that the lives that we lose from lack of medical services in the rural parts of Nigeria, maternal mortality, infant mortality, people dying of TB, people dying of all kinds of things, the villagers ascribe it to witchcraft, not to bad governance. So we are living in a rather mystified environment where ignorance is really what determines how people behave. I've been very shocked myself by the kind of comments that people have continued to make. All these conspiracy theories that have been woven around what came out of which laboratory and what the Chinese are trying to do and how everybody else is trying to wipe us out. But I said to myself, look, I mean, what will the Chinese or anybody for that matter benefit by wiping us out? I mean, it is in their interest that we stay, because we are here laboring for them anyway through their oil companies and multinational corporations. So the real challenge for me is not so much, you know, a question of, how we see all these things. It is that the point I'm making is that the cynics, it is important that government becomes sufficiently humble to realize that, one, it doesn't have all the answers. The cynicism is bred by the fact that we are running a government in Nigeria that has a very poor record of recruitment of people to public life. In the last 30 or so years, this country has taken its attention completely away from intellectualism and the contribution of the intellectual class. The result is that for the last over 20 or 30 years now, there's hardly any year we've not had strikes in the universities. Elsewhere, in China, Europe, and America, these crises are going to be resolved largely by what happens in our universities, in our laboratories, and so on and so forth. But all this is happening at a time when all we hear about the universities now is ASUU is on strike, ASUU is not on strike, ASUU is on strike, ASUU is not on strike. You know, so for me, a society that does not privilege intellectualism denies itself a diagnostic approach to governance. In which case, we have good people who are doing horribly bad things out of ignorance. So if you have a situation where people are recruited and assigned positions on basis of religious affinity, ethnic affinity, social affinity, connections, and so on and so forth, you will end up with good men and good women struggling to do their best, but their best will hardly ever be good enough for a complex country like Nigeria. So for me, going forward, this is not something that is the result of witchcraft or sorcery. This is pure science. And whether we accept it or not, it is here with us. There's very little we can do about it. To pretend otherwise would be to try and cover the sun with our hands. So it's here. It depends on the quality of choices that we're going to make out of it.